All right, here we go. Welcome to Perfectly Sane Show, episode 306. I am Chris. That's Tony.
Yes. Hello.
There's Fozzie, big muscle shirt Fozzie.
I don't have a shirt on. I'm scared.
No, we're scared. For all this.
Cover up your nipples, Fozzie. God.
Listen.
Jeff is here as well.
With my muscular mustache.
Okay, my mustache looks better than your mustache.
Like witness protection, Jeff, back there.
Every week. Special guest, Paul, he is here as well.
Hello. My girlfriend thought you were a girl when you tweeted me earlier.
Okay.
Maybe the camera's off, just an FYI.
My camera's off?
No.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what the hell's going on this week. We're all a little busy, so no prep work here.
Heyo.
But games are coming out. Tony said he has been playing one that's not out yet.
That's right.
I'm interested in this. It is a.
I'm allowed to talk about it as of today.
So what are you playing, Tony?
I'm playing Hearts of Iron 4. Which Ooh. Is a new World War II simulation by Paradox.
Oh.
Yes.
Why did Paradox find all this time to make stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how many teams do you think they have at Paradox exactly?
Probably a couple, at least now. It has to be.
They don't. So a lot of the studios they have, they're not actually Paradox. They just publish the games. They only internally publish four series or so. The Crusader Kings, Europa Universalis, Hearts of Iron, and then Victoria is their other series.
Okay, because they just came out with that intergalactic strategy game, right?
That's their new game. They've never done anything like that one before. That's completely new. But, of course, Hearts of Iron is their fourth trip to that series. So it's also the most complicated game they've made. Hearts of Iron 3 was the most complicated game Paradox ever made. So for Hearts of Iron 4, they've done a lot to make the game a lot more accessible and a lot easier for people to play. For instance, the game actually has a functional tutorial, so when you play it for the first, 20 minutes, you'll actually be able to realize what's going on. Which actually, it makes getting through the game a lot more pleasant. In Hearts of Iron 3, I would always pick the start date right before the war started, so I wouldn't have to fiddle around with figuring out my economy and how to make factories and what I was supposed to build, because I could just never get my head all the way around it. The game I'm currently playing, I've put about 6 hours into, and the war hasn't even started yet.
It's a lot of time to put into a war game when there's no war.
When there's no war, right. So I've spent the time building up my my military. Of course, I'm playing as Germany, so...
Big surprise there.
I've occupied the Rhineland. I took over the Sudetenland. Austria is now mine. Czechoslovakia is next, and of course everyone is just submitting to my will. Eventually they'll stop, but at the moment I'm just taking people over without having to resort to war. I did, however, get to fight in a war. I got to send two divisions to the Spanish Civil War, which was kind of fun. But that's the only actual fighting I've done in the game. But they've actually made it interesting playing through the parts where there is no war. They've made running a country really easy. The interface is really easy to use. One of the cool things they added near the end of Hearts of Iron 3 was this battle plan feature where you could draw on the map. And of course, it didn't have any functionality in the game, but now you can draw on the map and circle units and form them into armies really quickly, and then give the armies battle plans, which they will then execute for you. So it makes running a really super complicated and big military really easy. But then again, the war hasn't started yet, so who knows if it actually works. I just know that I can do it. When I invade Poland, I will come back and I will say it was a success or it was a miserable failure, and I would be better off controlling all the units individually. Which is one of the annoying things about Hearts of Iron 3, like you invade Russia and you've got like 250 divisions that you have to control all individually. It's basically impossible to do without spending hours and hours of time. Now you can just like drag and click over a bunch of them and have it done in 5 minutes.
So what countries can you play as in the campaign?
You can play as anyone.
Anyone, including like Poland?
Including who?
Poland.
Poland, oh yes, you could be Poland. You could be France, Belgium. If you really hate yourself, you'd be like Luxembourg, I guess.
Yeah, I'll just ride, they ride their servants into battle over there, right?
It's the all-European front, Tony?
No, it's the entire world. So, okay. In my current game, Japan has just invaded China, so there's stuff going on.
I think Japan would be interesting to play. Well, I guess you get to see it all, huh? I don't know.
Well, the funny part is you can only see like the areas that your nation can actually like physically get reconnaissance for. So I know there's this war going on the other side of the globe. I have no idea what's happening, but I know it's there.
You get like reports or whatever, or how does that all?
Yeah. Do you make alliances with some of the eastern countries or?
So right now I am focusing my diplomatic efforts on getting Hungary and Romania and Bulgaria to join the Axis powers. Italy's already in. I got them. They're there.
You did it. I have all the pizza.
Right.
Pizza.
And he did it upside down.
Pizza and sausage. Italy.
Yeah, I mean, the game is fully featured, so anything you could imagine doing in a World War II game, you do. Like, from the strategic level, obviously you're not like an infantryman on the front line. But so you manage your economy, you manage diplomacy, your espionage operations, you like build up your government and choose who your counselors are. And of course, I'm Germany, which is at this point a fascist dictatorship. But if you're playing as the United States, you have like elections to manage. So you play as FDR, but you could get voted out of office if you were doing a poor job and that kind of thing.
Is it any more graphically elaborate than past Hearts of Iron? Because they were all map-based games, right?
Oh, yeah. Hearts of Iron 3 was historically ugly. This game, when there's actually a war going on, it's actually pretty to watch.
Okay.
It's still not top-of-the-line graphics. You're not going to go,
Right. But it's something more interesting.
It's nice to look at.
That's cool.
Especially for something you have to start. This is the thing that always killed me about strategy games was these are games you sit and you play for hours and hours, and they were so ugly, and why would you want to do that to yourself? Which I think is why games like Civilization always got so popular, because they were just much more attractive than the other games were.
It's, you see what's actually happening on screen and in a, like, appealing manner.
Right, like before it would just be like, you'd see this little like division square thing and there'd be like an arrow going into another space and there'd be like a little marker that indicated there was a battle going on. Now you'll see like your troops like marching and firing and you'll see planes flying in overhead. And like when there's a battle going on you'll know because you can hear it and you can see it. It makes everything more visceral.
It's kind of why like the Total War games are so popular because they bring you down onto the battlefield. And
right. They give you both levels.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. But
review coming at some point?
Review coming. The game releases June 6th, P-Day. So hopefully I can get my review.
Do you get to do the Siege of Leningrad, Tony, and watch people eat each other?
I don't think you get to actually watch people eat each other, but you can besiege Leningrad.
I just heard about that the other week. I remember I was asking you about it on Twitter. I was like, that's the most bizarre, like,
World War II thing I've
ever heard. Yeah. Yeah, that's just crazy, like, nightmare scenario war shit that I've never heard about before. Anyways.
Alright, so Tony has a review of that coming. I've also been playing a game that is not out yet.
Is it Mirror's Edge?
Yeah, I played a little bit of Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
On what? The
They have a 6-hour trial up before it launches. Well, actually, as long as you have EA access, there you have the 6-hour trial even after it launches.
It's the full 6 hours. They don't like level limit it.
So there's 10 missions, I guess, that are available, but it's an open world game, so I don't know if it's 10 story missions or, you know. Looking at the achievements, there looks like there's four sectors. You're probably relegated to the first sector. It'd be like playing like beginning of a GTA game where you're in that first area. It's a Mirror's Edge game. I am extra familiar with because I just replayed the original Mirror's Edge over the last few days. One, that game doesn't hold up as well as I remember it being.
It sucked then, Chris. It sucked then.
No, it was good. I don't know. It's like I found the controls a little. Maybe it's like I'm older now. It's like that game was 8 years ago. So was it seven or 8 years ago? I can't do the button presses and I don't know. That's. I was having all sorts of trouble with it that I don't remember having when I originally played it. Catalyst, though, seems like they've tuned that a little bit, but it's still very much like the weird press LB to jump and wall run and LT to slide under shit. And the combat, though, which at least right now has all been hand-to-hand and nobody has a gun, the combat's actually pretty decent. The combat in the original Mirror's Edge is dog shit. Like, you never wanted to get into a fight in that game. Because they all had guns, and it took like 2 shots or 2 punches, and you were done. In this, you have your strong attack, and you have, you know, like a weaker attack. It takes a couple weak attacks to knock a person down, but if you can kind of time like a wall run or a slide and hit him with a strong attack, it'll instantly knock him out. And depending upon where you're attacking from, you can immobilize enemies, you can knock them out windows. Faith is a whole lot more brutal in this. Like, I killed more people already in this than I did in the original game combined. So, she's younger in this. Like, she's supposed to be. She had just left. She just got out of juvie in this one. So, it looks pretty though. I don't know. Seems pretty cool. I'm only about a half hour in, though. What was that?
Still lots of red.
Yeah. It's called Runner Vision.
Ooh, Runner Vision.
Yeah.
What a creative name.
Yeah. So
because in I the know when I go running, I get high on adrenaline, right? And all I see is red.
You just want to run all the red. No, she actually put something in her eye this time that allows her to see the path.
Oh God.
God, she's doing it.
Yeah, there's a goofy story you can see for it, but there's also so in the original one, you could sometimes get lost, didn't know where to go, which is kind of frustrating because sometimes it was like right in front of you, but the lighting was bad and you couldn't see exactly where you needed to go. And replaying it, I actually got stuck a couple times and had like looked up. Like YouTube walkthroughs of it to see what the hell I was missing. But in this one, you press in the right stick and it'll kind of show you like where you're supposed to be going. So it looks like it doesn't. You won't be getting stuck like that in this one. But I only played a half hour of it. But I'll be playing more of it, and so will Pete. He'll be playing it. So we'll see. We'll see how that game goes.
Yeah, well,
if you have
EA access. Sorry, Tony. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to let Chris test it out for me.
Okay. I will. It's one of the games I've been looking forward to. So, and you did not like the original.
No. Edge, so. No, I did not.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to I'm going to get it for 20% off at Best Buy, and because I bought shitty Homefront, I got a $10 gift card, so I'm getting it for like $35. So that's not bad.
That's so you only bad. Lost out on $50.
Right, exactly. yes. All right. We won't talk about the fact that Homefront was bad, but but that was a bad decision in the past. I've now made a good decision with my $35 to get Mirror's Edge. Anybody else been playing anything?
Go ahead, Fozzie.
No, go.
So I've been playing Persona 1 on the PSP. I've been playing Tales of Symphonia, and I've been playing through all the first three Uncharted games.
Ooh, you did what I did.
Yeah, pretty much.
had you previously played the Uncharted games, right, Paul?
I played Uncharted 1 and Uncharted 2. I never actually even touched Uncharted 3 because I'm actually liking it a lot so far. I've already played through 1 or 2. What is it? I just got to Yemen in the game, and so far I like the game. The only thing that bugs me is like in Uncharted 3 when you jump, like the camera gets like a little shaky. It got to the point where my girlfriend was watching, and she was actually kind of getting a headache and a little nauseous from watching me jump.
You're about halfway through Uncharted 3, and I think Yemen's where you team up with Elena again, right? Like she helps you get into the country.
Yeah, and then Nathan trips out, and then I'm pretty much in the pirate ship graveyard area.
Yes, that's where I personally thought the game nosedived for me, but
okay, great to know it's all downhill from here. But yeah, I figured it was the part you hated was gonna come when I crash landed in the desert.
There's that. Yes, there's a host of things going on in once you reach Yemen that I think kind of all go downhill. So
yeah, you lose Chloe and you lose Cutter, the British guy.
Yeah.
Which is why you're stuck with Elena and Old Faithful.
Yes, Sully. and then are you going to play Uncharted 4?
I've already played halfway. Well, I got to Scotland in Uncharted 4, but then I decided to go back because I had given my friends $30 to buy a copy of the game for me at Best Buy. And they ended up just using my money to buy the game, so now I own the Uncharted collection. So they let me have it after they were done with it.
There you go.
Nice.
Well, that's nice of them. They didn't just steal your money.
Yeah. No, but so I think I'm probably going to take a little bit of a break after Uncharted 3, but then I'll go ahead and finish up Uncharted 4 probably by the end of the summer.
You have plenty of gaming there. So Uncharted 4 is a good 15 to 20 hours.
Then,
so.
Are you? Sorry, I didn't hear what Jeff was saying.
That I said something.
No.
Okay. Nope. Sorry, it might have been lagging out on me. But I've also been playing Persona 1 on the PSP. That game's actually a little gem. I thought it'd be really, how do I put it, like hard going back to the original Persona games, different from the PS2 era ones.
Right.
And on top of that, like you can pretty much talk your way out of battles, which is the funnest thing ever because you can, like, each character's armed with like four personality things they can use. Okay. And I found that sarcasm is the best weapon to use against demons. I can talk them out of killing me.
I use that weapon all the time.
I was going to say, good at that one.
And you've got patronizing, you've got dancing, you've got singing. Sometimes you'll sing and it'll be like, oh, what a beautiful voice. And other times it's just like, oh my god, the horrors humanity is capable of. But yeah, no, that one's definitely been interesting. I just ran through a dungeon that was about like 3 hours long with no save points, so I was like panicking towards the end that I was gonna die.
Sounds horrible.
Well, the demon's unearthed, so you could argue it's hell.
If I go 10 minutes without a save point, I'm fucking panicking.
Yes, especially in like those old school RPGs where, you know, you get screwed over and you lose all that progress.
There's a part in Dark Souls 3 where you have to go like, I don't know, a good 10 minutes before you can reach the next bonfire, and I fucking flip out in that area.
Yeah,
I was playing. I actually lost a ton of souls in that area. I lost like 100,000 souls.
I was playing Tales of Vesperia, and there's a part where there's a save point followed by like a 10-minute unskippable cutscene and a really tough boss battle right afterwards.
That's
I
the fucking worst. I hate that.
Over and over, yeah. I wanted to die.
Speaking of the Tales,
yeah, that shit drives me nuts.
Hey, so Jeff, did you play Tales of Symphonia on the GameCube? Your precious little system.
Yeah, that's the only one I've played, actually.
Okay, did you enjoy it, or how far did you get in it?
I probably put about 40 hours into it. I remember really liking it, and then something else came out or something. Like, it was my first exposure probably to like a JRPG, and like I think that the real-time battle system kind of like made me like it more or whatever, but I wasn't like really into the story or anything, but I really dug the game from what I played of it.
Yeah, I mean, the story is like, it's weird because I played Tales of Xillia, which they released a couple of years ago, and they've got very similar themes between the games. It's basically like two worlds are in chaos, and if you decide to save one, you screw over the other sort of thing. And which, I don't know, just going back to that, it's just like, wait, haven't I played this before?
Well, that's what I think I hear about a lot of the Tales games, is that they don't really do a whole lot with the series. It's just, here's another one.
Yeah, I mean, like, with Vesperia, they had some interesting themes in there, because, what was the main character's name? I think it was, like, Yuri? Yeah. And he, like, I mean, there's parts where, like, he legitimately is just like, okay, the government isn't doing anything, so he just decides to take the law into his own hands and straight up murders some fools. And
like,
I just love
this guy's evil. I know he's evil. I will just kill him in the night.
No, it's great. I mean, you pretty much in that game, you watched one guy like drowned in quicksand. You didn't even like spare his life. And I'm just like, oh wow, this is awesome. And your childhood friend watches this and is just like, I'm disappointed in you. I'm just like, but yeah, no. I mean, like Tales of Symphonia has been fun so far. The only thing I hate is the skits that take place outside of battles. They're like these mini dialogue moments. Yeah, they aren't voiced in English, but they're voiced in Japanese, so I keep having to switch between the Japanese and English audio. A little annoying.
That's a little weird.
I think Tales of Symphonia was the first Tales game in general, if not the first Tales game in the U.S., so I don't know if they had a ton of faith in it. Maybe they're just like, okay, we'll pay the voice actors for the main components, and yeah, you can read for the other components while watching like characters jabber for 20 minutes before you go into the next sentence. Ugh. But yeah, you been playing anything, Fozzie?
I've been dabbling.
Of course.
Well, let's see. It's been a while since I've been on here. So I beat all the Uncharted in the Uncharted Collection. Then I went ahead and beat Uncharted 4 as well, which is, yeah, probably up there as one of my favorite games of this generation so far. Just really well done. I know that someone said like it's like a walking simulator essentially, but at the same time,
who the fuck said that?
Yeah, it was like this guy. I think it was one like the Washington Post or New York Times or something that said that. Super jaded, but I mean,
where we all go for game reviews.
That's right.
I mean,
exactly.
it's just like.
I think that was a tongue-in-cheek review. I don't think that was serious. I don't know.
I don't know.
The guy from Entertainment Weekly called Kirby's Epic Yarn the worst game of the year when it came out. I remember a ton of people were pissed about that.
To be fair, I detested that game.
Yeah, but was it the worst game to come out in the entire year that it came out?
That's probably an exaggeration.
So, anyways, I just thought it was really well paced. Pacing was fantastic. I kept wanting to play even when I would put it down. But yeah, so I beat that, and then now, currently, playing Overwatch. Like a madman. Holy shit. This game has got me hook, line, and sinker.
Are you playing it on PC, Fozzie? Or?
Yeah, I've been playing on PC, because that's where most of my friends got it. But I will be getting Doom, F.A. I listened to the soundtrack, and that sold me immediately.
Oh, it's fantastic. The music is fantastic.
So good. Insane.
The gameplay, it's a great shooter campaign. Mm-hmm. I really want to play Overwatch too, bro, but like, I don't know, I'm not big into online multiplayer, so I can't find it used from GameStop, like, so I can't give it a try and return it if I don't like it, and Redbox doesn't carry it, so I'm kind of fucked. I'm not spending $60 on it, not knowing,
it's,
you know, everyone says they love it, but it's like,
first off, I would recommend playing it if you have, like, essentially a full set of people to play with, because really, the game, I'm not going to say that it's like it brings out the worst scum on the internet.
But it brings out the worst scum on the internet.
Yeah, so, you know, you want to play with people that you know. Because, again, it's going to be a lot more fun that way. But, yeah, I mean, the great thing about it is that you can play as a ton of different types of classes, and they all have something to offer. It looks decent, but it's the great thing about it is that it's not like overkill on your PC, so almost anyone can play it. I can't get enough of it. It's so much fun. It's the matches are well kind of timed. I think all objective based. It's not like deathmatch at all. So, I mean, essentially, you know, you can go 4-9 in a match and still help out your team a lot. So,
if you're a healer or something.
Yeah, exactly. You could be a healer. You could be like kind of like a support. You could be like a tank. So all you do is put a shield up pretty much the whole game. And
can I bring you back from the dead repeatedly?
Yes. Yes, you could. You could be Mercy.
Watch you immediately die again, and then bring you back and watch you die again.
Yes, you could definitely do that easily.
Isn't it the plot of Dragon Ball?
More or less.
It's $40 on PC too, right?
I think so.
I think it is. It's $40 on PC.
There's like a $60 version, but yeah.
Right. There's the $60 version with all the skins unlocked or whatever. So,
I want to try it at the very least just for Game of the Year purposes.
Maybe I might stream it, and then you can get in on one of those streams, and then you kind of get a taste of it.
What I've seen of it looks really fun. I like the idea of just whatever character you choose, you're playing it completely different, and they all have like really unique.
I'm just trying to see like if there's any game that even kind of compares to it as far as that you've played. I mean, if you like Doom, like maybe you like the Reaper. I'm not sure, but it's a bit different. It kind of has a Halo. There's a couple guys that are like Halo-esque. So,
right. There's like what 21 different characters or something.
Yeah. So I mean, you're going to find something you're going to like, and that's the nice thing is that you can totally kind of go around. And I guess the good and bad thing is that you'll want to have like four or five different guys that you're pretty okay with, because, you know, sometimes people want to play your main character, so you have to have someone else that you're okay with. So, Yeah, I've played it probably about 10 hours now of the game, but I've played a bit. It's pretty fantastic.
So is this more akin to most MOBAs or something like Team Fortress 2?
No, they have told me multiple times, angrily, that it's not a MOBA. No, I feel like it's a MOBA. There's ultimates, like a MOBA has, and it's got, like, classes and stuff. So, lucky you guys that say it's not MOBA. It kind of is. But I would kind of maybe go more towards Team Fortress, definitely. So, yeah, everyone's kind of got their own class. And the nice thing is that they kind of break up the classes for the categories. So you know what you're kind of getting into. But, again, like, almost every guy plays differently. Even if you're a tank, there's, like, four different type of tanks, and they all do different type of things. Like, so one tank might be good for one match as opposed to a different one. It just kind of depends on what the game calls for. So.
Okay, and then this was developed by Blizzard, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Does this make it their first, like, online multiplayer shooter?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, how does the gunplay feel, given that?
It feels good. It feels solid. I don't really... Well, first off, I was using controller and a PC, which was a huge mistake, because everyone that would play as a gun person, like, you kind of need that they have a total advantage over you. But the nice thing is that, for example, there's a couple other characters that you don't need to have, like, precise accuracy. You can... There's a guy called Junkrat who's one of my favorites, and he just has essentially a grenade launcher, and you're just using that the whole game. But I've played with, like, the soldier, who's kind of like the generic guy, but, I mean, it feels good. It's not like you don't aim down a sight, so you don't have that, but so I think that kind of helps. It kind of feels like Counter-Strike a little bit in that nature. But, yeah, I mean, it feels solid. Blizzard's doing a really good job with it so far, and you know, it kind of has the garbage system of you can buy loot boxes and stuff, but, you know, it is what it is if you want to pay for it.
It's all cosmetic stuff, though, right, in there?
Yeah, there's nothing like play to win, so, I mean, it's pretty smart. They're probably making a ton of money off those loot boxes.
And then, I bet Gearbox is feeling really sad that they launched Battleborn, like, a month ago, because...
Oh, God, it's non-existent, like...
I think that game was dead on arrival regardless, yeah. But, yeah. I do see a lot of people saying that it actually is a good game, but, like, from what I watched of reviews of it, like, I have zero interest in it. Like,
Yeah, it is more, that's more MOBA than anything else, so I think that's the problem is that, first off, I don't know if, like, 30-minute matches are for this demographic that they're trying to hit, so it just doesn't make sense as opposed to Overwatch, which is, like, you know, 5 to 10-minute sessions.
Yeah, that's like if you're trying to hit the big shooter crowd, like yeah. that's what we want is like no more than 10-minute matches, like.
And yeah, and it was funny that people were comparing Overwatch and Battleborn so much, but then I was thinking, these games don't play like each other at all. I played the Battleborn beta, and that was okay, but I can't help but feel bad for the Battleborn people, because they just got buried. Feel... Like, no one's talking about it on my Twitter feed, and, like...
Don't feel bad for Gearbox.
Well, and Blizzard, like, I think they said they have 7 million players already for Overwatch.
I mean, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. It's,
but, I mean, you have to take into consideration, Jeff, that Gearbox is also the people responsible for Colonial Marines... Duke Nukem. I mean, what's the last good game they put out? Borderlands 2?
I would argue none of them are very good, honestly.
The Borderlands games are okay.
I guess, but I never really loved them. And
I miss the Brothers in Arms games. They need a new
Brothers in Arms games were good, yeah.
The last one
was a long time ago.
Hell's Highway?
Right, yeah. Which was like, what, 2008? 2009.
Yeah, long time ago.
They did the Halo 2 PC port.
Ooh.
That was pretty good. Alright, Gearbox maybe not the best of all.
They're Homeworld. They're doing the Homeworld games now.
They are doing them, yeah. They bought that.
So Tony at least has to pay attention to them.
I haven't even played it yet. I don't even think I bought it. Sad. An indictment of my care. Nope, not in my list.
Don't support Gearbox.
Sorry, Gearbox.
I
just get sick of hearing Randy Pitchford talk. Every time he talks, yeah. I want to punch him.
I used to like him.
You liked him when he was talking up Duke and Alien, and then he shat on them.
And then you realize everything coming out of his mouth was a lie, and he's more of a salesman than anything. Yeah.
And not just any salesman. He was like a used car salesman.
Right. Yeah. The new Aliens game, that's canon, and we really love the franchise, and we're so excited for this, except you were outsourcing it. The game was garbage. Fuck you. Sorry.
It's not bitter at all.
I remember, who was it? Craig Harris. He moved over to Sega. And he was promoting the hell out of Aliens, and then I feel like after that game came out, he fell off the face of the earth. I'm like, oh yeah, that guy existed.
Yeah. Pitchford is a surprisingly fitting name for him. Pitchman. Lying son of a bitch.
Tony, have you played any of the new Hitman episodes?
I have not gotten to the new Hitman yet, no. I did start playing GTA 5 on Xbox One.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that, I think, last week.
It's so good. It's still really good. Those games are awesome.
Jeff, do you have it?
I have it on PS4.
They're about to do a huge upgrade to the GTA Online. I think I might start playing it.
Right. That's what I was thinking. If Jeff had it on Xbox One, we could maybe do a heist or something.
Yeah, Jeff.
I got it on PS4 because it's like fucking beautiful.
It is on sale this week. You should all get it, and we can play together.
I don't need three versions of GTA 5.
Fozzie, do you have a GTA 5 on Xbox One?
I do.
Yep. All right, there we go. Don has it too, I think.
I think so. I don't
There's
know.
There's our four. Maybe.
That's a cool idea. We're good. We're good to go.
So 4 is the maximum, or is it 5 in that game? GTA Online.
I think it's 4.
Yeah, I think the heists are 4 people. And I know you can play. I think you can get up to 8 people in some of the matches.
I thought it was 8. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't done a heist though. I thought I heard 4, but maybe you can have 5. Anyway, anybody else been playing anything new?
I've been bouncing around. I've been replaying a lot of stuff. I beat Far Cry Primal.
Did you?
The Bless You? What happened?
Oh, no, just Far Cry Primal. I was just snorting at that.
That is probably one of the most unremarkable AAA games I've played in quite some time. We were talking about it, I think, last week, where there's not much to it, and there never became much to it. There were like these two other tribes out there. I went and killed their leaders in the end.
Well,
Is it $15-$20 game?
Yeah, I guess, sure. I mean, there's a lot to do if you, like, really love it, but, like, I did not. Like, I would say that the final two bosses were, like, challenging, especially one of them, very challenging, and, like, you really had to use all of your, like, upgrades that you've unlocked throughout the game and really had to utilize all the tools at your disposal to beat them. But, again, like, I just didn't care about any of it. There's barely a story there. Change of setting, I guess, is interesting, but I think I'm kind of just done with Far Cry. Like, if they came out with a new Blood Dragon, I'd be all over it for the 80s aesthetic, but other than that, like, I just think those games are kind of dull now, which is weird, because Far Cry 3 I loved. It's gone downhill since.
I think everybody loved Far Cry 3 for the most part, whereas, like, I have Far Cry 4 on my shelf over there, and I picked it up on Black Friday for $25, and I haven't even opened it yet.
I've never beat it.
It's pretty good.
Nah, I didn't like it.
Hey, it's not bad.
Maybe you guys will be more forgiving to Far Cry Primal, but, like, there's really not much to it. It's kind of fun. The most fun thing was just, like, unlocking new animal companions that you could have, because, like, dude, I had, like, a saber-toothed tiger by the end of the game that would fuck shit up for me.
So it really is Beastmaster the game.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh.
That kind of sounds appealing for $15.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I bought it for $35 and I sold it for $27. So
can you get ferrets?
You can get no, you can't get ferrets, but you can get badgers.
Ooh,
and badgers are like badgers. I never unlocked them. They were like a top tier animal.
So the game takes the strongest.
Yeah.
Badgers are a top tier animal.
Yeah, they're stronger than a saber-toothed tiger and a brown bear. Like, I never got them. Yeah, so that's that. I'm new game plus in Dark Souls 3 right now. Not much more to say about that, but the game is endlessly playable. Like, I will probably keep playing it throughout the year. Playing Bayonetta 2 right now again, which is that's an amazing game.
Maybe.
Oh, and just what's that?
Maybe. Is that what you said? Almost amazing, maybe?
No, there's no maybe about it. Bayonetta 2 is amazing. I remember the one thing I do want to talk about. I've been playing a little bit of Pikmin 3 here and there again, and I finally tried out this two-player mode. And if you have Pikmin 3 and you have someone you can play on your couch with, oh my god, check out Bingo Battle. It's so goddamn fun. Has anyone played that? First of all, does anyone have Pikmin 3?
No, I have real strategy games to play.
I've played Pikmin 3.
Okay.
I was thinking about borrowing it from a friend.
Maybe. I don't know.
Bingo Battle is a two-player competitive mode where each player, like, you're both on the same map, and you have, like, a bingo grid. Each player has, like, their own bingo grid where it's, like, you want to get five items in a row. So you want to find five items that make a line. And it's, like, this race against the other player to get your bingo card filled. And it's cool. So, like, you can see your other players... the other player's bingo card, you can see, okay, if they find a strawberry, like, they're going to get their bingo, they're going to get their line. So if you know where the strawberry is on the map, you could race over to the strawberry and go grab it and fuck them over. And you could fight each other. Like, if you run into each other on the map, you could throw Pikmin at each other and fuck each other up. And I found it to be, like, a really, really fun two-player mode. Like, I want to play more of it. I'm going to force my girlfriend whenever I can to play it. It's awesome. So, yeah, I don't know, that's about it. And a little bit of Super Mario World 3D, because I've played that game like a billion times and I'll never stop. The game's amazing.
Yeah, that's a good game. Mm-hmm. I bought a bunch of PS2 sports games.
I saw that.
Did you know they made an arena football game?
Yeah. What the hell is it called?
Arena Football.
Yeah. What an original name.
Does it have at least like a year attached to it?
No, it's just Arena Football. They made a sequel too. It's like Arena Football Road to Glory or something like that, but I only was able to secure Arena Football. There's like boards and everything. I haven't played it yet, but there's like the boards that there are in Arena Football. It actually has the actual AFL license.
I'm sure it costs them $12.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, what's funny is it's Tiburon made it, so.
Oh, so is it? Wow. It
probably plays like Madden, like.
Is it an EA game?
Yeah, it's an EA game. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that coming out.
They also made let's see. It's called MVP NCAA Baseball. They made an NCAA baseball game. Like.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because who the fuck cares about college baseball? Nobody.
But for a dollar, I thought it was worth it. So I kind of got to see
that. That as well.
Yeah, I got to see.
Apparently, you did well enough for a sequel, too.
Yeah.
You know what? The cool thing is, if you're a sports game fan, like, getting the old ones is, like, they're cheap. You probably got all those games for, like, less than $20.
Yeah, I ended up buying, I think it was 25 games, and it was 25 games, and three of them were 360 games that weren't sports games. And it was one was a Super Nintendo game and a Genesis game. And maybe Super Nintendo, a Genesis game, three 360 games, and 20 PS2 sports games, and it came out to like $35.
So did you get this at a garage sale?
Was it a lot online? That you bought online or what?
No,
Yeah.
So there's an independent game store not too far from where I work, and I go in there to like check and see if they got any new like Genesis or Nintendo stuff, and he had this box of sports games that just said $1 on them. So I started looking through them, and I was like, I never played the NFL 2K games. So, like, I hear everybody everyone raves about like 2K5, but like when I was playing on the PS2, I always played Madden. Like,
you made the right choice.
2K, yeah. No, 2K is pretty awesome, honestly. It's different, but I really enjoyed it. Might be weird to go back to, but.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting going back and playing some of those games. But I actually have all the Maddens from 2001 through now, I guess. I might have everything except a couple of PS1 Maddens and a couple of Genesis Maddens. What did I also get? There's like the NHL 2K games. I picked up a couple of them. MLB The Show 08 with Ryan Howard on the cover.
Yeah.
You get any of the MVP baseball games?
They didn't have any of the MVP baseball
games. MVP Baseball 2005, baby.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, oh, God.
I picked up all these, so now I have a bunch of old old NHL and NFL sports games for the PS2. I did get NFL Quarterback Club 2002, which has the quarterback challenge in it. So there's that. So I'll be playing some of them at some point. And I was also playing NHL PA 93 for some reason. But nothing else really new. In terms of news, there's not much. The only thing I've really pulled here is Konami is making a Metal Gear Solid Pachinko game.
Thank God.
Of course.
Been on that for a while.
I mean, that's where Metal Gear is now.
Hello.
There's a tired person. Fozzie waving like a lunatic.
Scaring the kid.
Anybody else got anything though that they want to touch on before we wrap this up here? It's a light week for news, so.
I'm looking at the news right now.
Let's see. Overwatch is doing good.
Ayo.
Yeah, I'm going over Polygon's site, which is probably the exact same site Chris used.
Yeah, that's what I was. I didn't see anything that jumped out at me. So.
Yeah, no, we're in the pre E3 dry spell right now.
Yep, it looks like there'll be some news next week. Like, I guess they're gonna announce the new expansion for Destiny next week, and did we lose Jeff? Is he gone? Because there was Nintendo.
Oh, okay. He's here.
Yeah, Nintendo did announce that there's a little more than Zelda going to be at E3. So
one other game, great.
No, it was like stuff that like Pokemon, maybe one other thing, like it's stuff that's already announced. So go fuck yourself, Nintendo.
Is
there was
Paper Mario going to be there?
They did not say that, and that's like one that like is out hanging in there. Like, what's up with that? Is that just going to NX, or like, you just gonna fuck us over on anything you were gonna release? Like, I don't know.
Because right now, that's the only Wii U game I'm looking forward to the rest of this year.
What, Paper Mario?
Yeah.
There was some other Nintendo news too, though. Trying to think.
I just found a news story that's interesting. So there was a GameStop robbery in Silver Spring, and basically they were robbing the store, and they had a gun pointed to it like a 7-year-old, and the 7-year-old got up, punched them, and they ran off. They're still alive, apparently, but it was on videotape.
That's pretty awesome.
The other Nintendo news, and this is rumor, like everything regarding the NX. Supposedly, I had heard previously, and I believe this more, that the delay of the NX was a production thing. But there's a new rumor as of today that they have delayed it because they're adding VR to the NX.
Really? Virtual Boy?
You got a problem, yeah. Virtual Boy? Boy?
I mean, what do you guys think of that? Like, if let's say hypothetically that's true, like, do you think that's like smarter than the game or what?
I think it would be kind of smart. Obviously, it would have to be kid friendly. Obvious, but I don't know. I mean, Nintendo. The thing that sucks is that like I'm going to want that console probably, but I know that I'm just not going to play it. Like, even though it's going to be like, oh yeah, it's going to have Zelda, it's going to have Mario, but kind of already betrayed me with your bullshit as the Wii U.
Yeah.
Why do you deserve my money? And honestly, like, I'm not even that super attached with those consoles. So, like, I love Smash, but, like, I could probably play Smash at a friend's house who's going to have a Nintendo console.
Right, because, like, Javi's going to get it, right? You can just
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I mean, Javi or someone else will, but, I mean, it's...
Yeah, you live in Seattle, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, so, like, VR, the thing is with VR is that I'm going to have one headset. It's not going to be, like, I'm going to have, like, a row of headsets, and it's, okay, I want to play a Mario VR. Actually, I think that might be a bad idea if they do that, because, again, like, even hardcore gamers don't want to clutter up their space. So, why would you do that? Unless it's, like, something you can add on.
Well, that's the thing, is what if it's a pack-in with the system? You have to start to wonder, like, how expensive is the system going to be? Like,
and then there's a problem, too,
$800,
right?
$800?
Like, right, exactly. And
$100 Nintendo console.
Exactly. No one's going to do that. It needs to have some, like, beef behind it if someone's going to spend that. But if I can buy a PS4.5 with the same hardware or capabilities as far as, like, power-wise, half the cost, you know? I mean... Yeah. I just think that would be dumb, but it doesn't surprise me with Nintendo, because like in their like crazy minds, they'll probably think, okay, this is finally the thing that people will want to use and utilize. And the problem is that the gamepad, I felt like, just had a lot of use. There are a lot of things that they did not use it correctly for. There was games that kind of had some good function to the gamepad, so maybe they're thinking now, oh yeah, the VR. That's how we're going to bring people in. This will be the
next gimmick.
Be the quirky thing that we have. But the thing is that everyone else is going to have that too.
So, I think it's stronger. More, if anything, if it's true, I think it's strong that they're like finally responding to their competitors and going, okay,
I don't
either
know.
Do.
Yeah,
because
but I mean,
they march to be their own drummer typically, and for them to do this, and on top of it, they're a company that likes to have their hardware to be cheap.
Honestly,
so,
I
don't know.
They might, come out like a VR thing for $500 or something, maybe, but.
Yeah.
Oh, and,
I don't believe it. I think if there is VR, it's an add-on.
Well, how many third parties are going to support it, too? You know, so you're telling me that you want me to get a VR headset for a console and an extra $300, $400 to just play Mario games, play Zeldas, and the thing is that, like, with the Rift, you already have, like, kid games like that, too, so if you don't have the third-party support, who's going to want that VR headset?
Right, and is this system going to be powerful enough? Like, all right, they're saying it's more powerful than the Xbox One and the PS4, but, you know, if the Neo launches at whatever it's, and it's looking like it's going to be about 2 times more powerful than the PS4, and then whatever this Scorpio thing launches, which is looking like it's 5 times more powerful than the Xbox One, the original, like, is this new Nintendo console going to be able to compete at that level?
You know what would help is if they talked about it at some point. Right. Maybe at this event coming up in
this,
a couple weeks.
This thing in 11 days?
Yeah.
Whatever could that be?
Stupid. It's really stupid. People kind of try to justify it for them and explain it for them. Like, oh, E3's not that big of a thing anymore. And it's like, if you're going to talk about it, when, dude? If it's coming out in March, why not talk about it in June? Like, that's not – I don't get it. I really don't understand it. No one's going to cop you either, Nintendo. Nobody gives a shit anymore. So
are they saving it for the Tokyo Game Show? Or?
No, I don't think they've had a strong presence there in ever, really, right?
No, not at all. It's like the last time they really had something going on was they kind of did their own thing with Space World, right? Like,
it's going to be a Nintendo Direct. Here it is. And it's going to be like couple months before launch because they're afraid to like talk. I really think they're afraid people are going to copy their great idea, which fuck them. Fuck their stupidity. I honestly for the first time in my life, I hope everything backfires on them and they just become a software, you know, developer. Welcome.
Yeah. So wait, who here has actually played like VR, be it Rift, Oculus, or yada yada yada?
Fozzie, you have.
Yeah,
how long did you play VR for, like, duration-wise? Like, what, maybe 20 minutes, 15?
No, I played for, like, an hour or so at my friend Devin's house.
Okay, because, like, I don't know. I mean, this is probably it was a silly ad before I watched a game, but this guy was trying to beat the world record for longest time spinning a VR headset. Oh, and they're explaining, like, some of the safety risks associated with just playing for a couple of hours. Like 2-3 hour wise, and I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, would Nintendo market themselves as this family friendly company? So would they purposely release hardware that could, you know, cause negative health effects to children, especially?
Yeah. Nintendo will just have.
I mean, I guess they already did it with the
switch on it, and it'll just shut off. It's like you're done using this. It'll be like the Kinect when you use the original Kinect. If you used it for like more than 1.5 hours, like would you like to take a break? And the Nintendo thing it'll just shut off. Like you will take a break.
I guess they even did that with a Link Between Worlds. It's like you went to the save point after an hour, and it's just like, do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
Oh, they do that in a lot of their like games in the last 5 years. They would do that like. You've been playing for a while. Maybe you should go do something. Like, fuck you, dude. I'm an adult. I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
I guess we won't know about the VR stuff for Nintendo for a while, though, so.
I think E3's going to be interesting. I hope there are still some surprises. And I just want to know for sure all these things that have been speculation for like months now, you know?
Yep, confirm some stuff for us.
Yeah, let me know, let me like roadmap my like future here a little bit.
I guess the last thing, which I didn't pull up here, but Microsoft announced that Minecraft sells 53,000 copies a week.
My God.
Yeah, I saw that.
Still?
Yeah, still.
That's like the current number.
Like the consoles and
yeah.
PC and
that's insane. That's still crazy. Hasn't bought it.
Right.
Well, see, the
I mean,
thing
I
is,
bought it like, twice, so I'm part of the problem.
Well, I know.
I bought it twice, and I've played it maybe.
You bought it twice like 6 years ago.
I bought it at 360, and I bought Xbox One, and Xbox One. And I think I played a combined total of 10 hours. Yeah. It's I don't get it. Like,
hey, Minecraft is spoiler, still a very popular thing.
I know. I just
get into the game and they'll be content for like hundreds of hours. Sign me up.
Yeah, I feel like they get a lot of their sales from like the educational copy they've been putting out on school computers, and school computers get purchased like every couple of years, depending on your state, district, that sort of thing. So I feel like that accounts for a lot too.
Sure.
Interesting.
But yeah, I was kind of like doing the math on it. Like they're bringing in a lot of money on Minecraft every year. So, and that's just on the game sales itself. Like that's not the, you know, the skin packs and the outside merchandise that Minecraft has. So
yeah,
seemed like maybe that crazy investment that Microsoft made into Minecraft might have been a pretty good one.
Do we know when HoloLens is supposed to come out? I don't know.
Never, Fozzie. It's
never. A myth.
What if they drop it in favor of VR? Because, I mean, that's the rumor, is that their super powerful system coming out is partially for VR. So it's like, do they just have both?
I kind of like the fact that they're looking a little bit different with the holographic. I think that's pretty cool. Like, it's a cool concept that I can have my table at home. I can build like a castle or something. Because the one thing that VR has going against it is that like you can't see where you're going. Like it doesn't matter. And things will get tangled and things like that. So you're not...
You need wires.
Yes, exactly. So with HoloLens, like if I can see the table, like how cool would that be if I'm looking down and like there's this like castle or something being built, or you know, like I think that that was their demo. But that seems awesome.
I think they are still working on it. I'm not sure if it links directly in with the Xbox stuff though, or if they're just kind of like, hey, this is a cool thing we could do with Xbox.
Is it? Yeah, I didn't know if it was supposed to be with Xbox or through your PC.
Yeah, so I maybe we'll hear more about that in a little bit too.
Yeah. Oh,
it does seem pretty cool.
I have one last news story for us.
Order?
Kotar? Like Knights of the
Old Republic? Oh, I said Hodor.
Oh, okay. Yes, Hodor. No, but so people are riding in the streets of Hong Kong. Any guesses why?
No.
Not riding, protesting. They're still in the streets. Pikachu's name got changed. And from Cantonese to from Cantonese to Chinese, and yeah, there's people in the streets protesting this.
Huh.
Oh shit.
I thought, wow, never mind. That's crazy.
I just saw that and I was just like, wait, really?
Well,
usually if you're gonna have protest things in the street, it's real stuff that might actually affect you, but I wouldn't put it past gamers to be completely insane.
It's what we do best.
Apparently, yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm reading this off of Polygon right now.
Well, in Taiwan, I guess Pikachu's name was called Magic Babies. I don't
know. Magic Babies, huh?
Magic Babies, like, is that...
Aren't all babies magical?
No.
You haven't had one.
Yeah. They're magical for the 5 minutes I see them. One more thing. Did you guys see that the dude... I don't know if we talked about this last week. The guy who is in charge of Hello Games, I think it is, was getting death threats
over No Man's Sky. Over the No Man's Sky stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah, I swear it was not me that was sending them.
No.
No,
well, here's the thing.
I only send those to Nintendo.
I think it was kind of smart of them to delay, because they were probably like, hey, we should probably put some content.
No, I think it's a bad idea. Like, we talked about it a little bit last week.
I cannot believe
it. June is such a good slot.
Nacho is still so excited for it. I'm like, is this how Trump supporters feel? Like, just like blind enthusiasm over time? Like, Hey, I don't doubt in your mind that this is not going to be a good game. Like, I understand, like, it seems great that you can go out, you can explore, and kind of, like, become, like, this lonely space cowboy or whatever. But, like, after 2 or 3 hours, I mean, you're kind of just doing the same shit over and over. So, I mean,
unless I think that's why it was delayed, is that they're like, this is all there is. And
yeah.
What are you going to do in a month?
People were, like, testing, and they're probably like, this is fucking boring.
Dude, what are you going to do in 5 weeks? Nothing. I mean, come on.
I'll play Overwatch still, shit.
No, I'm saying, what are they going to do?
Obviously, that big delay, you know, that was where they were like, okay, we got to put some more stuff in.
Yeah.
But honestly, yeah. I still don't know. Like, all I know is that they love instrumental music and that they really like going in and out of space, and that's it. Like, I don't know what else I'm doing in this game. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. Like, yes, I'm exploring and I'm seeing these cool animals, but like, I don't want 4.5 billion planets of the same shit. Like, I would rather you give me 10 massive planets to explore, you know? Like,
think about, you have that many planets. What percentage of them are actually interesting?
Right. And that's the thing. And
what percentage of them are really different?
Well, that's the thing. And it's like with Elite Dangerous. Elite Dangerous is something very similar where it's like, oh, you go like the Vulcan planet or you go planet Earth, and like, that's cool. But, like, there's like billions of other planets in between that stuff where you're like, well, this is kind of okay.
It's a rock. Planet.
Yeah. And so, I mean, like, I think it's going to be a cool game, but I'm going to wait until it's $20. I'm sorry. It looks like a $20 game, unfortunately. And I can't justify spending $60 on it. Unless there's something incredible. Like, you know, like, I don't really look at review scores that much anymore, but if it's, like, you know, getting, like, unanimous praise from Metacritic or whatever, it might pique my interest. Because I was excited for it at first, but...
Maybe. I had it pre-ordered, but I think I'm going to cancel it and just wait and see. Like, see how the reviews are. If the reviews are, like, nines across the board, I'll pick it up. But
if it's like game day reviews, like, I'll be a little bit nervous, like, you know.
Yeah, it comes out at a bad time too, like right in, you know, Madden, Deus Ex, like it's not positioned very well.
Well, that's the thing. At the end of June, it's a risk purchase for me where I go, I'm going to support something new, you know, like a new franchise. And I want to see how it is. But you come out 3 weeks or 2 weeks before Deus Ex, I know Deus Ex is going to be great. And we have a ton of time out of it.
What are you going to get more time out of? I'm going to get more time out of Deus Ex, I think.
And you know Deus Ex, like, you know what that gameplay is, like, how
and
awesome
Madden,
it is.
Like, and Madden's going to be solid, as always. And so
that's it. After those two games, I don't need a third game.
Right.
Especially if I don't know if I'm
going to... I don't want to spend $180 in a month.
On games, exactly.
Yeah, so like, it's a great summer game because for some reason still, like, just June and July has not caught on with people wanting to release games. So
you know when it's going to be a great game is after Thanksgiving because I'm going to get it on Black Friday.
Yeah,
I'll probably drop. There is one.
Tell me, are you getting The Witcher Blood and Wine?
I am not.
Ooh. Okay, I wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
I need to, like, plow through the rest of The Witcher 3 first.
I haven't.
You never finished it? I played through it nearly, like, two times.
See, I put 60 hours into that game. Like, that game is great, and I can't play anymore.
I put 100...
I did beat it,
120 plus hours into that game.
Yeah, there's too much. Like, I do want to go back and finish it at some point. I really enjoyed it, but that's a lot of time to put into one game for me.
Yep, I put probably about the same amount you did, Tony. I did finish it because I kind of more mainlined the main quest, but I don't want to go back to it just yet.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna wait for the. GOTY version of the game to come out, then I'll just buy it all at once.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right. Jeff, you said there was one more thing?
Yes. Lastly, is anyone getting Dangerous Golf tomorrow?
How much is it?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah, I need to know first.
If it's like $20 or less, I'm pretty much in. But if it's like 25 or more, then I don't know.
Yeah, I'm interested in it, though. I will say that. Although, I'm really, really close to pulling the trigger on Hitman, so.
Yeah, I heard good things.
Do we know when the, I mean, like, there's going to be 5 episodes to it, but do you think they'll announce, like, a package deal of everything before the entire 5 episodes are out?
I thought once it's done, a couple months later, they'll be releasing kind of all of them on disc.
This is Hitman. You can already buy all of them if you want to.
On disc?
No, you have to buy them.
Okay.
Yeah, the retail version will come out after, you know, all the digital versions are out first.
Yeah, because I just want to wait for all those to be compacted into like one solid download or just a single disc, then go ahead and play it off of that.
All right, I guess that's it. We will be back next week. I will have Mirror's Edge Catalyst, so will Pete, and we'll do some E3 predictions as well, because we will be right there on the verge of E3, and then Tony will leave us to go on his yearly retreat of working.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're making it sound fun.
So much fun.
Where is it at this year, Tony?
Chicago.
Oh. There you go.
Jeff,
yeah, I can tell you a place not to go there.
Ew.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be right downtown on Michigan Avenue. We're at the Sheraton.
All right.
Yeah.
Ballin'.
Exactly.
Man. Jeff was just there this weekend, too.
Yeah,
I heard he had a great time.
I was gonna be right on there, right there, Magnificent Mile, man.
That's right.
Let me know when you're in town. Maybe I'll make it that way again. I want to go again to see the Art Institute, but I don't want to pay for the Art Institute. So, like if you go on Thursday nights, it's free, I guess.
Uh-huh. All right.
But anyways, let me know when you're there.
The 10th through the 16th.
Oh, fuck that. That's the 16th of what? June?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, alright. We'll see. I thought you were saying July, because I'm on vacation.
No.
We may not have Tony next week, then, if he is packing and getting ready to go. So we'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
Tony, any E3 predictions if you don't make it? Do you have anything off the top of your head?
No, nothing.
I predict Nintendo will show Zelda.
That's not awesome prediction.
I predict it before I said that.
They've already told us they're going to do. okay, here we go. Rockstar announces their next game.
Okay.
Red Dead
Redemption 2.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are expecting it.
And we're going to find out about the agent.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You mean that, like, Sony MMO?
The Rockstar exclusive that they were making for Sony.
Oh, okay.
Which Sony exclusive that they announced like it's the best game ever that everyone applauds and then forgets about?
It never comes out. I wonder if will they show Shenmue at Shenmue 3 at E3, Fozzie?
No.
Yeah, I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
They probably barely started development as it is, and they've, only got, like, $12,000 of... Or how much money did they raise in Kickstarter?
They got Fozzie's $5.
They got my dollar. They had 120. And I was like, fuck that.
He did, he rescinded that.
So you get a dollar, and you're lucky you even gained that.
All right. Fozzie, you're going to stream some Overwatch?
Sure.
So people
one of these days.
Keep an eye
I do
out.
Want to get back into streaming. I don't know. Realistically, it's probably going to be after my move, but
right. Well, Fozzie may stream Overwatch in the next month. Tony will play some Halo this weekend, maybe.
Sure.
Why not? Maybe. Maybe we'll get to it. All right, guys. We'll see you all next week. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.